You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Patreon Saturdays. We got to go fast. We got to go hard. Our live show, April 18th, next month. Get tickets. They are going fast. Kim has to keep her job here, guys. So get tickets. Also, we cover the entire episode. Teresa's recent interview. Kim has information. Her brother only visited her once in jail for pay. Kim has a lot to say about that. Here are some clips. But for the full story, you know, it's not going to be here. It's only on Patreon. So head on over to Patreon, join, and you can get all the back chats with Kim. And here are the clips. Happy Saturday and enjoy. Hey, everyone. This is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because it's March and we have like only a month and a half to our live show. And we are here with Miss Kim D.
Woohoo! Tickets are selling like crazy. As a matter of fact, David, check because a whole bunch of my friends just bought their tickets too.
They better. Listen, I want 5 signups a day from you, Kim.
Yep. I don't see it. I don't see Fessler. I just don't see what everyone thinks is so funny. I don't see it.
I don't think she's going to last. I'm sorry.
Don't see it. We already caught her on a major lie. I just don't see what everyone thinks is so funny. I don't get it. I just don't. So whatever. I like the 2 new girls. I like them.
They're staying, and we're going to get into that.
Oh yeah, they're not going nowhere. I loved when Jackie said to Danielle, "Get your hands out of my face," and she put him even in her face even more. Like that's the way I talk. You know, I mean, they're not shy. They say what they want. They do what they want. They're not shy.
It is old. Well, here's the thing. Before we get into Teresa's new interview that she just did.
Oh, that was great.
They're just
yeah,
not
but Teresa
speaking.
Has been right now watching this. I cringe. Teresa is bending over backwards to like talk to her brother. I would have already after the way he spoke to Louis. Like, I hope really, I don't wish anything bad on families. I don't consider this a family at this point. They are not family. Come on. I mean, give me a break. How much was she
in these in that interview? She is. First of all, she was. Kind of. I can't believe I'm saying this.
I think she was too.
I'm shocked I'm going to say this. She was kind of almost well-spoken. Now let's
I think she's being coached. I think she has some kind of a coach that's teaching her how to do interviews because she's come a long way. She's got to have some kind of coach who's teaching her how to interview, teaching her how to speak, not quietly. How can I explain this? Like slower so that you can understand what she's saying. There's definitely a big change in the way she's doing her interviews.
Okay. Welcome to the game 13 years later. Like,
I agree.
But that's the thing. It's like now that we're filming Beverly Hills and you look at the pictures, it's like Lisa was never there. Listen, you've lived through this, girl. You've lived through this. When you're gone and the new season films, it's like you were never there. Like life moves. When Melissa is not there next season, we are going to say, and you almost feel stupid. You feel stupid. We wasted so much time on bots and Rinna and Kathy. You feel stupid because like it was a moment in time. When Melissa is gone next season, we're all going to feel so fucking stupid for spending so much time talking about Teresa versus Melissa.
Yep.
And listen, Teresa will be happy and Fudo will be happy and everyone. No one's going to care.
Nope. They never really had a strong storyline. I think it's a little weird. The things that she comes out with about this is my family that I want here, whatever. Like
the chosen family at the party.
I saw a lot of people in there that I know that are not that close with Teresa. I mean, I know them. And they're recent friends of Teresa. I mean, now they're considered family. She says some silly things. I don't want to say stupid, silly things. And there was no reason for Melissa to cry. I'm going to tell you why I think Melissa cried. That's why she cried. There's no question in my mind. That's why she cried. They're acting really desperate, the two of them, her and Joe, on their podcast, like carrying on about the Bonnie and Clyde thing. And yeah, that's right. People are cut. There's some evil. Listen, there's no evil shit coming for you. There's no evil. Unfortunately, nope. They overstepped by not going to the wedding.
They overplayed their hand.
They overplayed their hand. Desperation. Again, with the evil fourth and this and that. Like you said, nobody really cares that much. They really don't care that much.
It's not it's you, just, Kim?
No.
Are you the evil force?
Listen to me. I have been saying the truth. I just watched recently on the reunion, like Melissa and Joseph. Oh, we love Kim. Melissa don't love Kim. I watched this. I was like, at first I was like, oh, feeling bad. You know, they're saying they love it. When she went right along with Teresa, Tales of the Crypt and saying in her confessional, they sold it at the below, whatever she called Posh. Like, excuse me?
Piece of Posh shit, core every day.
Yeah, well, no. Melissa called when she said that Jackie brought her stuff to Posh and she brought it to that place. Like, hello? Posh by Kim D. Posh was an international name for a very long time. And we have beautiful things, a lot nicer than friggin' Envy. So, like, but she didn't have to do that. You know, she didn't have to talk like that, saying that whatever she said about my store, I didn't remember. And she brought it to that store. Well, what's wrong with that? What was wrong with bringing it to Posh? She had to bring it somewhere. You know, like, so I see all the shit she talked. Now, all of a sudden, she wants me to play nice because all of a sudden they love Kim D. No, that's not the way it works. It's not the way it works.
Well, there is this narrative that, like, that's out there that, like, now they're trying to go, like, after Jacqueline and Teresa, now they're going down the list. Like, okay, because she even said recently, did you see on Watch What Happens? And I just, oh, I feel very bad about Kathy and Rosie. Right. So they're now trying to leave. The Gorgas are now looking. We have Kathy, Kim D, who else is on the carnage list? And so, you know,
Rosie,
Don't be shocked if Teresa comes around too. But like, I mean, this isn't like your goal because everyone's worried about you that you're going to fall prey to becoming friend. Don't get too big on your britches over there, Kim, thinking you're thinking who you are if you get a call from Teresa or Melissa.
No.
Guys, they have to keep Kim in check a little bit around here sometimes.
Yeah, no, they already put it out there. And I'm just saying, I don't think they hate me, but I'm not going to repeat what Teresa said because what Teresa said on that stage, I could have sued her. You know, and I didn't, I let it go, but the producers all call me, are you going to sue? Are you going to sue? You know, it's your turn. It is what it is. You had to know what your husband's been doing. You live in the house where you get those notices when people are suing you, you get the mail. Let me go real quick.
And then we got to talk about this video of Joe with the girls afterwards.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Teresa's white Mercedes that they said got stolen? Does anybody know?
Which is a really obnoxious thing to say. I'm just being honest.
That's too bad. We are obnoxious.
Sonia walks in and people are like laughing at her.
How about Dorinda got kicked out of 54?
She's another.
Dorinda got kicked out of 54 and asked never to come back.
I talk a little bit about the episode because I got a lot to say.
I think so. Let's go. You start it and then I'll add my 2 cents.
Well, first of all, okay, before we get into Cabral and Fuda, because we got a lot of you know, when Jennifer Aiden's like, I might have called him a little bitch, but he's a drama queen. Josephina has reared her head. I mean, this one is like, I mean, Josephina has reared her ugly head. So, yes, we are about to get into the entire episode. Jackie versus Cabral, Fuda versus Aiden. Oh, my God. So much more. This lunch with Fessler and Fuda. We talk about Teresa, Melissa. Why is she really in the bathroom crying? We delve more into that. Joe not going, Teresa's daughters, Louis, good intentions or ulterior motive? We are just scratching the surface. And oh yeah, Dolores, Margaret, welcome to the game. We cover the entire episode. We cover everything going on off camera. This interview with Teresa, oh my God. You know, oh, she says that her brother only visited her in jail once for pay. It was on the TV. Kim has information about that. Oh, Kim has information about that. So head on over to Patreon and enjoy.